season of light, a time so bright. Hearts are filled with joy and delight. Grateful we stand with hands raised high. Blessings of Allah fill the sky. Festive season.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another splendid program, the festival. Subhanallah, the Islamic festive season, this is the festival of Eid, and we lovingly call it Eid al-Fitr, subhanallah. It comes once a year, and it is unlike any other season. This is the joyous occasion of Eid, and alhamdulillah, in today's episode and program, we are going to discuss, our topic of discussion today is the day of meeting and greeting. And inshallah, azza wa jal, today we have our two honorable guests. Yes, alhamdulillah, just like yesterday, we have our guest today, Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Madani Hafizullah. Let's inshallah azza wa jal meet and greet with our today's guest. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inshallah
alhamdulillah. Mashallah. And we also have Maulana Ziyad Madani Hafizullah today with us, mashallah, together with his beloved son, mashallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum, Sayyidi. MashaAllah. How are you?
MashaAllah.
MashaAllah. SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. So, yes, today this is the day of meeting and greeting. Alhamdulillah. We, alhamdulillah, met each other Islamically in the Islamic manner, as it is a beautiful greeting of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Subhanallah. Yeah, this meeting and greeting, this greeting of Islam that we have been given, subhanallah, it began from the time of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam to go and greet the angels. So he went and greeted them with this greeting, assalamu alaikum, subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
And then the angels, they replied to the salam of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam by saying, assalamu alayka wa rahmatullah, peace be upon you as well, and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, alhamdulillah. So we have our guest today, and we are going to discuss this beautiful topic of the day of meeting and greeting. Alhamdulillah, let's first of all begin with a beautiful recitation of Salat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In this regard, we have a wonderful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which should really inspire us, because it is our dream and it is our desire to be the closest to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and more so compared to any other day on the Day of Judgment. And in this regard, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated that the one closest to me on the Day of Judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. So without further ado, let's recite together. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidi, alhamdulillah, while our today's discussion is meeting and greeting, the day of meeting and greeting, and we have already met many family members,
subhanAllah.
Any family members you haven't met yet, or you tried to contact them, how was it?
Alhamdulillah, Mansab, it was truly amazing, truly beautiful. Of course, we know that on the day of Eid, I have personally met family members that have come from far and wide, from abroad, from different cities, from different provinces. SubhanAllah, when we met them, then Alhamdulillah, as you know, and this is the true beauty of an Islamic upbringing, that our parents taught us that, you know, when you meet with the elders, when you meet with other fellow Muslims, then say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. So subhanallah, we have got to practice upon this beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for those family members who we could not meet, of course, you know, they are abroad, and it's difficult nowadays, you know, to travel, expenses are high, etc. But still, it doesn't give us the way of not communicating with them. we still, you know, have to keep in touch, have to communicate. And mashallah, we have technology nowadays. You know, we have our cell phone devices. And with this, we can in an instant contact our family members, wherever they may be, whether in Johannesburg or whether in Cape Town, whether in India or Pakistan or wherever they may be. Subhanallah, we can always contact them. And mashallah, I have my cousins, they are in China. And subhanallah, on the day of Eid, we video call each other and we've got to express our happiness, our love on a video call and we are talking to each other, communicating with each other, asking them how they are spending it on their side. Because every place around the world, there's a different culture of celebrating Eid.
Yes.
And each way is beautiful. You know, each way it teaches you something, how different people throughout the entire world, all of them celebrating Eid in different ways, according and confined to the Sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So alhamdulillah, it was truly inspiring, truly beautiful to see that family bond, that family unity and that love amongst each other.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. We are all a part of this beautiful unity of Islam, mashallah. And no matter which culture, which background, which race, which ethnicity or which demography around the world we come from, subhanAllah, what unites us is that we all are the Ummah of Rasulullah. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We share the same kalima, subhanAllah, oh Allah is one. We are the children of one father, Sayyidina Adam Alayhi Salaam. And our beloved Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is our Prophet, subhanAllah. So yes, that's what unites us, alhamdulillah. And on the day of Eid, we get to see this unity,
yes.
Alhamdulillah. Mm-hmm. The true color of celebration. Yes. And we are colored in this beautiful fabric of love and affection in the beautiful deen of Islam.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. The day of Eid, it symbolizes those values, this Islamic values, where the rich and poor, there is no difference. We make salam to everyone.
Yes.
Subhanallah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that make salam to the ones you know and to the ones you don't know. And feed the ones you know and the ones you don't know. So, duty of Islam.
Actually, myself, I met some family members, alhamdulillah, that we all gathered on the day of Eid, after Salatul Eid. And when we gathered, some family members mentioned to me that I can't eat too much now because I've eaten already. So I said, you went for Eid Salah and you've eaten already so quickly. They mentioned that at the masjid that we attended, food was served. So five brothers came out of the masjid after Eid Salah and they all sat together and they partook in a meal. This is so beautiful. It was actually very amazing, mashallah, that we saw people from different backgrounds, not even family members to each other, meaning not related biologically, yet. They all sat together, they ate at the masjid that we attended as well, the Marakis of Dawat Islami, Islamic brothers were meeting each other. It makes us realize that we as Muslims are not such that we only have our immediate and biological family. Rather, we have a global family.
Right.
Everyone welcomes each other. Everyone shows love and mahabbat towards each other. And everyone treats each other like family members, alhamdulillah. So this is the ni'mah of Allah upon us, that Islam is what brings us together in brotherhood. Alhamdulillah.
Subhanallah, 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 mashallah. This is the true value of Islam. And it is on display on the beautiful occasion of Eid. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has instilled this value in us to share the Islamic greeting of assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to everyone. And mashallah, this was the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was a Jewish rabbi prior to have embraced Islam, he says that the first thing I heard from the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that afshu salam.
Subhanallah.
Spread salam. Waatimu ta'am and feed people. Wasilul arham and mend blood ties.
Subhanallah.
Wasallu bil-layl wa nasu niyam and pray at night while others are asleep.
Subhanallah.
Tadkhulul jannata bi salam and you will enter Jannah in peace.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. This was the profound message of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his first address in the city of Madina Munawwara, which is the markaz of the lovers, subhanallah. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that you will not enter Jannah until you believe, you become a believer.
Mm-hmm.
And you cannot become a believer until you learn to love one another.
Yes,
and should I not tell you something that will increase this love, that will flourish this love?
Mm.
And he said, you must start to spread salam.
Allah,
subhanallah, subhanallah. Start to make salam common to all, subhanallah. And the more the fragrance of this salam, the beautiful greeting of Islam reaches, the love and affection will reach the boundaries of where the salam has reached.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. So your salam is a beautiful way to break the ice. There have been many relatives we haven't spoken to in a very long time. And there is no need to, you know, think hard about it. You know, how I'm going to meet him. You know, it will be so awkward. There's no awkwardness, subhanAllah. Just say salam.
Subhanallah.
And everything is set aside.
That is Assalamu alaikum. Because salam is a dua.
Yeah.
That the moment you greet someone, you're actually giving him dua. May the peace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descend upon you. May the rahmah of Allah, the mercy of Allah descend upon you. And may the barakah, the blessings of Allah descend upon you. It is such a beautiful greeting that even if you haven't gotten to speak to someone for some time, when you come to him and give him dua, who does not want to take dua? Everyone wants to receive dua. So if you come to him, I don't need another excuse to come to you. I've just come to you not to ask for something, but to offer something. So to offer you dua, to make dua for you that Allah Ta'ala's peace, Allah's rahmah, Allah's mercy, and Allah's barakah blessings descend upon you. And this is the beauty as well, that when somebody gives salam, when someone gives dua, what comes in return is that you receive salam. So this is a beautiful message in life as well, that if ever you feel, I want to receive something, I want something, give. When you give, you will receive. And notice this with salam as well. The moment you say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, what does the person say? The person responding says, Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You just gave dua. Without asking for dua, you receive dua.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. These are the wonderful Islamic values of meeting and greeting. And this is the blessed greeting of Islam, which is at the same time a dua. Subhanallah. We are actually wishing well for the other brother. And a man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Assalamu alaikum, may peace be upon you. And the beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded to the greeting. And then he said, Chen. Subhanallah. Then another person came. And he said, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied to his greeting, Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And then he said, 20. So that person came. He paid salam and he actually lengthened his salam a little bit more. The first person who came, he said, Assalamu alaikum. The second person said, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. The third person now comes and says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then says, after replying to his salam, he says, 30. Subhanallah. So here we learn, that is why we lengthen our salam to gain more and more virtues from the salam. Alhamdulillah. Instead of earning 10 virtues, why not make it 30? Subhanallah. And just by adding one or two words, subhanallah, this is so wonderful. And but at the same time, Sayyidi, mashallah, we also see sometimes our brothers say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, maghfiratuhu wa ni'mahu, and so on and so forth, wa jannatul maqam, and so on. So this is not on, right? These are the sunnah words that are proven from the life of Rasulullah.
But we have something being the sunnah way of making salam. We have the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then always remember, the best, the ideal, the most complete and the most perfect way is that of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we choose to minus from that, we will lose virtue. And if we choose to add to that as well, we're not going to gain anything better, because the way of Rasulullah was already complete. It didn't require completion. And so Rasulullah has given us the perfect salam. If we want the perfect greeting, look at the greeting of Rasulullah. If we follow that to the T, as they say in English, perfectly, then inshallah azza wa jal, you will receive the perfect amount of reward that you expect, inshallah.
Subhanallah. This is the beautiful greeting of Islam, and we shouldn't try to change it. Yes, in some other languages, people have different words of greetings. Let's say, good morning, good evening, good day, sir. Or let's say in Urdu, people say may say adab. Yes, but alhamdulillah, the sunnah words for salam is assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. And the jawab, the reply can be wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu wa alaikum salam. Or it can be salamun alaikum, different wordings, but it is close to the spirit of keeping it consistent. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Actually, just now that you're mentioning this, it strikes home so beautifully that wherever you go in the world, you have different greetings. Mm-hmm. In South Africa, here you have our official language. Well, English is one of the official languages. Then you also have Zulu. People will say, they will greet you Kunjani. Right. Then they will also greet you in Afrikaans, Khoya Mwere, Khoya Aunt, Khoya Nach. So these are different greetings as well. You go to other parts of the world, they have their own greetings. But the Muslim Ummah is such a family that no matter where you go in the dunya, and no matter what language they speak, when you greet them, you greet with one official salam that is the salam of this Ummah. And whether the person doesn't speak a word of your language or speaks all of your language, they will reply to you in the same way that you expected. That you go to China, for example, I'm in South Africa. Right. If I go to China and I say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, I know that the Chinese Muslim will reply to me saying, Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I've been, alhamdulillah, to Madani Merkez in Pakistan, Fezani Medina, the global Madani Merkez of Dawat Islami, and I greeted Muslims there. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I didn't get a response different to that which I have gotten in South Africa. They said, Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So Islam unifies us in this way. In the same way, we just came out of the blessed month of Ramadan. In Ramadan al Mubarak, no matter which masjid in the entire year, in the entire world you go to, you will hear one Quran being recited in one language.
Subhanallah.
The Hafiz of South Africa could go to Pakistan and listen to the Quran, and it would be the same Quran in the same language he learnt in South Africa.
Subhanallah.
So alhamdulillah, these are things that Islam unifies us upon, that we might not know each other. Mm-hmm. We might know, have no background with each other. Mm-hmm. However, because we are Muslim and we learn from one Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we become such brothers that we speak the same language in greeting, and we speak the same language when we recite the Quran.
Subhanallah. And also, Subhanallah. On that same note, when a person gives salam, right, it actually takes away the ego and pride that a person may have when a person gives salam. And together with that as well, it as you mentioned, you know, it fosters that love, it fosters that unity, and it enforces that love amongst family members, amongst other fellow Muslims as well. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also encouraged us in the hadith, wherein he said that we should exchange gifts with one another.
Subhanallah.
Because this exchanging of gifts with one another, it increases each other's love for other fellow Muslims as well. So subhanallah, when we meet someone and when we greet them with the beautiful salam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, then at the same time, you know, especially on the occasion of Eid, we should, you know, present them a gift as well, because this will increase the love between two fellow Muslims, two family members. And the gift as well, you know, it doesn't have to be something where you have to go to a name branded shop and buy a 2,000 rand or 3,000 rand gift and then come and gift it. No, it's actually the thought that counts. Even if it means you're buying an udhr for 10 rand or for 20 rand too. But that thought is what counts. That mashallah, look at my brother or my sister or my uncle or my mamu. They have, at least, or my nephew, they have gotten me some gift. And that will, in their mind, make them think that, you know what, they actually thought about me, they're thinking about me, they're concerned about me, they love me, which is why they got me this gift. And that increases the love between family members. So this, we should also, one should also act upon this beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by presenting gifts, not only confined to the day of Eid, but also out of Eid. There may be some family members who have a beef with each other and don't get along. And that ice is there where they cannot break it at all, and they go into this person, how can I solve this matter? I'm not talking to my brother for such a long time. What can I do? I want to mend the ties. I don't know what to do. And subhanAllah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us these solutions. We just have to take them. And one solution is that get a gift, go to that person, go to that family member, give them that gift. That alone will soften their heart. And all that beef that was there, it will automatically get removed slowly but surely, and in some cases even immediate too. It has that effect wherein it will melt a person's heart. So exchanging gifts, we should act upon this throughout the rest of the entire year, throughout our lives as well.
Munasa was speaking of that. I just want to ask that Munasa gave us one good example of gifts, right? Sometimes the thought is there as well that we want to give, but maybe at that time someone doesn't have much money. What are good gifts that are inexpensive but can actually earn us more rewards? What are some suggestions that Munasa, our honorable host and guest, can maybe share some things with us? I thought of one as well while Munasa spoke about itr, because it's from the Sunnah of Rasulullah. So it's something that every time they use it, with the intention of acting upon the Sunnah, we can get thawab. One more I just thought of was a miswak. Because this is a sunnah of the Beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that in today's time, people have moved a little away from it. It would be beautiful to bring that way, that trend, that practice of using the miswak back into society. If Munasa could also share something with us, any gift that comes to mind.
Alhamdulillah, it's very customary at many places.
Right.
When you go to visit certain relatives or your family members, you carry a gift. I remember very vividly that every time that we went to visit our nani's house, we never went empty-handed.
Subhanallah.
Even if things weren't well, you know, we weren't well off. Not every time the grass is green, right? So you have some rough patches here and there. And sometimes we even bought some fruits.
Subhanallah.
On the way, just one dozen bananas, or if it's a mango season, just buy a few kilos of mangoes and take it as a gift. Or let's say on Eid occasion, we take the semolina that we make, the sweet dish, and we take it in a lunch box and take it as a gift. Subhanallah. So whatever you can think of, you know, whatever makes sense for that moment, subhanallah, because it's coming from the heart. It's not about the quality or how expensive that item is. It's the thought that counts. Subhanallah. So if you made barfi on the day of Eid, mashallah, put it in a box, wrap it nicely, and present it as a gift.
One more thing, whilst Munasa is mentioning this, you know, it came to mind. One is, so beautifully you mentioned, whenever I go to my nani's house, I would never go empty-handed. It reminds me, whenever I go to my nani's house, I never come back empty-handed. So alhamdulillah. But day of Eid, we all tend to try to prepare something. But as per our ability, we try to prepare something. Someone prepares, as Munasa mentioned, semolina. Here in South Africa, there's a traditional milk that is made for Eid, that what this vermicelli, etc. They make this soya milk that is made. And in different parts of the world, they have different traditions, but everybody makes something. When you go from house to house, you end up taking a little bit with you. I'll try to make a little bit extra, and I'll take some to this house when I visit. I'll take some to that house. And at each house, as per the trend that we see in South Africa, when you go to their house and you present something, they give you something in return. You notice on the morning of Eid, you might have prepared one dish, or two dishes, or three dishes. But on the evening of Eid, when you return with 5, 7, 8 dishes. Because of the barakah of every time you cook to someone and they brought back to you. You gifted and they gifted. You gave them something, they gave something. You presented, they presented. By the end of the day, because of the spirit of you constantly wanting to give, Allah blesses you that you started off with a little, but you end with a lot.
Subhanallah, mashallah. So yes, whatever you have at home, even vermicelli is very popular in some regions where on Eid they make vermicelli with milk, you know, cook it in milk and then share it with people, mashallah. Different varieties of dishes and different parts of the world, there are so many different dishes. I think the last Eid program that we had, we were discussing different dishes from around the world and how the different parts of the world, they like to prepare a certain kind of dish for the day of Eid. Alhamdulillah. So each region is different. And in South Africa, I think, alhamdulillah, biryani is very famous.
Yes,
mashallah. Eid biryani is mashallah, beautiful. And to look at, and now it's bringing water to the mouth. But inshallah, Azza wa Jal, once we are over here, we are going to have some biryani, inshallah. Now, beautiful kalams as well. And we also have our callers who will join in and alhamdulillah, add beauty to our discussion, mashallah. We already have our two wonderful guests here, mashallah, adding in the discussion. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, it will be a pleasant journey going forward. So stay tuned with us until we go and listen to a beautiful kalam. Sallallahu alal habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Medina, 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 Medina. دل تڑپ رہا ہے
میرا جل رہا ہے سینہ
میرا دل تڑپ رہا ہے
میرا جل رہا ہے سینہ
کہ دوا وگی ملے گی کہ دوا وگی ملے گی
مجھے لے چلو مدینہ
مجھے لے چلو مدینہ
مرہم روح جا مدینہ ہے مرکز دو جگا مدینہ ہے مرکز دو جگا مدینہ ہے مرکز دو جہاں مدینہ
سے زیادہ نہ بول
شور مت کر
یہاں مدینہ ہے
شور مت کر
یہاں
پہنچے جہاں مدینہ
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. سبحان الله سبحان الله. مرحبا روح و جان مدینہ ہے مرکز دو جہاں مدینہ ہے سبحان اللہ. And then he says عاشقان رسول کے دل میں سبحان اللہ نہا مدینہ ہے, meaning مدینہ resides in the hearts of the lovers of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Yes, and it is so true. He says in another kalam that مدینہ اس لیے عطار جان و دل سے ہے پیارا کہ رہتے ہیں میرے آقا میرے دل بر مدینہ میں. This is the reason why we love مدینہ so much. Why? Because our beloved resides in مدینہ المنورہ سبحان اللہ. And this is the only city I think so many praises have been penned about this glorious city of مدینہ المنورہ. Because why? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is its resident. Subhanallah. And now, coming back to our today's episode and program, which is the day of meeting and greeting, subhanallah. We are meeting and greeting with our guests out here, mashallah, and to our viewers out there. And we have, alhamdulillah, so far created a bond with our viewers as well, mashallah. You are part of this Madani Channel family, alhamdulillah. Yes, Sayyidi, meeting and greeting from Islamic perspective. We have discussed some narrations regarding salam, subhanallah, and the beautiful greeting of Islam, meeting with relatives. And alhamdulillah, we have met with our relatives, our loved ones, those of our family members who are not residing locally, whom we cannot go and meet. Maybe they live across the ocean from us. Mm-hmm. So in this case, yes, there are technologies to cut down this barrier. You know, as we know in this technological age, that the world is a global village. You know, this term is thrown around nowadays a lot, that the world is a global village, in a sense that we all are living far apart, but within seconds, we can just pick up the phone and connect.
Alhamdulillah.
Subhanallah. You send a message, it takes few milliseconds, not even a second, to reach to the next part of the world. And it is almost live. Subhanallah. Milliseconds of delay. And then we are connecting with our loved ones. Live video calls also, that's also possible. But despite all these technologies being there, we are drifting apart more and more. This is the epidemic that we are experiencing, you know, of this distance, growing distance between the loved ones and the relative, despite all the technologies being there. Everything is at our fingertips, but we don't find in us, you know, the initiative.
Actually, Munasab, I feel like part of the reason for this is that we need to understand that the technological devices that we have are to aid us in contacting those who are far from us. So those who are far from us, we can make contact with them. The difficulty comes about when we start using the technological devices that we have for contacting those who are close to us. So we have those who are in the next room. We can meet in the lounge of our homes, but we choose to use technological devices to send messages or to make calls. Remember, that technological device is something to stand in place of meeting someone when you are unable to meet them physically.
Yes.
But when we can meet people physically, then why go for the substitute? Why go for the compromise? Rather, the best option is to actually go and meet our family members. Nowadays, we have siblings living in one house sending messages to each other. Whereas we can go face to face, make salam, shake hands, recite salawat, have our sins forgiven, grow family ties, strengthen the bond, have a meal together. It doesn't mean that we live together so now we lose value of each other. No, no. We live together. That increases our value for each other. We should meet each other. And alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, this is a way of keeping that sula rahmi, that bonds that we have together. We strengthen it. Rather, nowadays, we tend to want to strengthen it with those that we can't reach, and we forget about strengthening it with those that we can reach. We must ensure that we keep it strong with those that we can reach, and then we also try to further strengthen it with those that we can't reach physically as well.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, mashallah. Yes, and this is a real meeting in person. This is real. You know, a virtual meeting, virtual communication, it can never ever compare to something that is real.
Yes.
What's real is real. You can never beat real. Subhanallah. So let's get real on this beautiful occasion of Eid and meet each other for real. Instead of just sending, maybe you have like a campaign,
mm-hmm.
you know, where you send one message, you have a list of people on your phone, maybe WhatsApp or other communication apps that we use on a daily basis, Facebook, Messenger and whatnot. And you send one message, one click, and you feel your duty is done.
Broadcast, bro.
Yes, broadcasted and it's done. If that was the case, then we are losing it big time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think a few years ago, we still had all this technology that we have today.
Yes.
So we were hosting an event, right? And we were deciding, okay, let's send all the dignitaries that we are going to invite, let's send them a message and they should come.
Mm-hmm.
I said, no, I don't feel good about it.
Right.
Leave it to me. I will personally go and meet them and invite them personally.
Yes.
I said, why? What's the difference? I said, there's a world of difference.
Absolutely.
Sending somebody a message or phoning someone, as opposed to going directly, making an appointment with them first, I want to come and see you. Inshallah, Azizan, meeting and greeting, listen from their side, you know what they have to say, take their input and then humbly invite them to the event. Subhanallah, and they are more likely to come in that way. You know, you sending a message, please, you know, come to my event that I'm having on this day, blah, blah.
Right.
Then they say, who are you? You know, I have better things to do.
Yes.
But if you have taken the initiative that, you know what, you invested your time, your effort, you drove all that far, in far distance to go and meet this person and to, mashallah, break the ice by first meeting him and then you say whatever you need to say and it has more impact. Subhanallah. So, with the same token, if we are, let's say, virtually connecting with each other,
mm-hmm.
I think there's a book in the sense a debate between, you know, what is haqiqa and what is majaz.
Right.
So, it was said that majaz, the majazi meaning, the metaphorical meaning cannot be taken while the real meaning is present. Right? So it says the majaz is the khalifa of reality.
Right.
And here we are making our virtual world replace our real world. So even that way, it doesn't make sense. Islamically, it doesn't make sense that we are replacing something that is real with something that is virtual that has no substance whatsoever. Yes, in the case where you are really stranded, where you don't have any means of connecting, yes, in that sense we can use these devices and connect with our loved ones. But if we have the means, maybe if it means driving taking a 5 minutes drive, then yes, that's totally worth it.
I have one option of, let's say, for example, messaging my brother who is in the same house as me and letting him know something or telling him something. Or the next option is I can go and I can actually see him. Now, when I go to see him, I can make good intentions.
Yes,
I'm going to see him, so I'm going to please
100%.
Him. So, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, there's a tawab of bringing pleasure to the heart of a Muslim brother. Then I can make intention of a salam.
Mm-hmm.
Then when I make the salam, I'm also going to get tawab for that. Then I can make the niyyah that I will do musafaha, which is the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I will meet him. I can make the niyyah that I'm going to smile because I'm going to act upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam.
When I smile, he will smile in return. So he will also act upon the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I will ask regarding his well-being. And then he will tell me of his well-being as well. And thereafter, I will deliver whatever message it is that I want to deliver. Now, all of this and the thawab of all of this could not be attained in just a simple
100%.
Message. In just a simple message, he didn't see my face, he couldn't receive my smile. The smiley emoji, that's not going to replace the smile on the face of a Muslim. You receiving his smile in return, that is precious. Now, all these beautiful things are growing such beautiful bonds.
Mm.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And sending, a text is not the same as when you're meeting family members and you're presenting a gift. For example, there's a tradition we see in South Africa, it became the norm that people exchange sweetmeats.
Right.
Now, all people might exchange sweetmeats or flowers. Pictures of sweetmeats don't taste the same. But when you actually gift it, then they get to partake in it, they get to eat of it, and mashallah, now when you are feeding the Muslims, you are also receiving thawab for that. Subhanallah. So the opportunities for thawab open up immensely when you are prepared to take the extra step. But you need to place yourself in that space of being able to fulfill the opportunity,
yes,
then you will see the opportunities open. Take that step, go and meet Muslims, go and meet your family, go and meet friends, go and meet neighbors, and then we'll realize that alhamdulillah, there's a world of opportunities to earn thawab that is just waiting for us.
Mm.
Just take the step out, extend the hand, place the smile on the face, act upon the sunnah of salam, and see how the blessing is pouring.
And together with that, Mu'asab, you know, when you go and meet them on a physical base,
right,
you are actually showing and that you are grateful for them being in your life. And gratitude is such a big thing in Islam. You know, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, "Man lam yashkurin nas, lam yashkurillah." That one who cannot show gratitude towards people cannot show gratitude towards Allah. Mm-hmm. And when we are meeting them, it's of course, I mean, apparently others may think, okay, this is a small thing, meet and greet physically, and that's it. But it's much more than that. As you mentioned, you know, happiness is being placed in their heart. And they have this mindset as well that, you know what, this person, he is grateful for me being in his life. I am grateful for him or that person being in my life.
Yes.
And that sense of gratitude is there amongst them.
This is an appreciation.
100%.
MashaAllah. Something that I've noticed, alhamdulillah, let's share as well with our viewers of Madin channel and our team here, alhamdulillah, that sometimes on the day of Eid, we start to show gratitude and appreciation to many people. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. I've seen it in our masajid, the Marakis of Dawat Islami as well, that alhamdulillah, whilst we're meeting each other, we show gratitude to those who sat for i'tikaf.
Yes.
Because they took the dinner of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they implemented it, they acted upon it on behalf of an entire community.
Yeah.
And then you show gratitude to the khafaf that led you in salat al-tarawih, to those who prepared and tried to show iftar as well. So we show gratitude to various people. However, on the day of Eid, since it is such a day to meet people, to greet people, to express gratitude, to express your appreciation, there are those that have done so much for us throughout the month of Ramadan. There were many of our musallis in the masajid, they've done a lot. But there are people at home that had prepared sahri for us throughout the month. There are people at home who had prepared iftari for us throughout the month. There are people at home who wanted to recite Quran and recite salawat, and they did. But they still took out some time that they wanted to spend in ibadah to be able to see to us. Our gratitude and our appreciation on the blessed day of Eid should go to them.
100%.
We should, as we met everyone in the masjid and in the Eidgah, that we've met them and we said, Alhamdulillah, Marhaba, Mubarak, Eid Mubarak, etc. When we do return home, when we do get home, we should also meet our family members and say, Eid Mubarak to you, Jazakallah for all that you've done. My honorable mother had taught us this, Alhamdulillah, that as we would hug, you know, do mu'alaqa, like we did at the beginning of the program, and we would do musafaha, we would shake hands as well. When we would return from Salatul Eid, from the Eidgah, our mother would be waiting for us, and she would hug us and do mu'alaqa, and she would do musafaha, and we'd kiss her hand, and she'd kiss us on the forehead or on the cheek, and wish us Eid Mubarak. So alhamdulillah, this tradition, this way that we show the gratitude outside, we show appreciation outside, we meet people outside, we greet people outside, we ask regarding their day, we smile at them, we do all these beautiful things outside. Let us not neglect them inside. There are people at home who our smile means more to them than it means to anyone outside the home.
So
our greeting means more to them than it means to anyone out of the home. Sometimes even our gifting means more to them than it means to anyone out of the home. So if we can also, in our own little way, act upon that beautiful hadith of Rasulullah that give gifts and you'll create love. Spread salam between you. Spread salam within our homes. We see our children, assalamu alaikum. We see our family members, you see your spouse, etc. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Let them greet in return. Smile. Give some gift. Feed them. Do your sadaqah in that way. Everyone's giving sadaqah outside. But Rasulullah taught us that the morsel in the mouth of your wife is also a sadaqah.
Subhanallah.
So give that sadaqah too. If we start doing this within the home, we'll find a very happy, joyous environment, especially on Eid, coming from within the home. And you know, when the beauty is within the flower, it starts to bloom and blossom, and the rest of the dunya also sees it. So let it come from within, let it bloom and blossom, and give brightness to the rest of the world around it as well, inshallah.
Also, what you've mentioned is it's so beautiful, right? And that made me just think that a person looks at what they have in life. Right? They may look at their vehicle. Of course, a vehicle, it's a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a blessing. A person may have a bank balance, and a person may think that that is my blessing. And a person may have so many other stuff, you know, fancy watches, fancy attire, fancy whatever, and they consider that the blessings and they give importance to that. Whereas our greatest blessing that we have are our parents. Grateful for other things in life, and one should be grateful for the most important blessings that they have, and that is their parents. I mean, their spouses, their children, their family members. These are that it cannot be replaced with materialistic wealth. It cannot be replaced. They are. It is only one and only. You know, they are priceless. You can't get a replacement for them. If a car meets in an accident, then they give you a loan car. You can run it through till your old car gets repaired. It comes back, the new car, the insurance will take it back. Mm-hmm. But here we have our parents whom no one can replace at all. So we have to make sure that we are always grateful to them, and that we appreciate them. As the more you are grateful, if you show gratitude, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you more, and it will increase more for you. So if we want that increment, you know, of love and muhabba, then we have to be grateful to those around us as well.
Subhanallah, we shouldn't be strangers to the family, definitely. As the saying goes, you know, out of sight, out of mind.
Mm.
So we mustn't go out of sight, you know, we must be within our loved one's focal vision. Mm-hmm. Inshallah, so especially around these occasions, the days of Eid, subhanAllah, in the month of Ramadan, and consistently establish our connection and contact with them, meet them every now and again. So we are not alienated, you know, we are not estranged. Sometimes you see an estranged son comes home after years of disappearance.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, this is not on, right? And we don't need to have this in our life, you know, this sort of concept where we alienate our loved ones, our relatives. Mm. Alhamdulillah, the day of Eid provides perfect opportunity to put an end to this, and we shouldn't go out missing.
While you mentioning that, I want to just ask something as well. It's something that I noticed of Eid as well, that the Muslims of my area, the area that I live in, they happen to visit the Qabristan on the day of Eid, and it made me think that, mashallah, we are going and paying salam to our neighbors, paying salam to our family members, to the musallis of the masajid of our area, to people at the Eidgah. These people are going to pay salam to the marhumin of their families as well. What can you say about this?
SubhanAllah, this is a wonderful Sayyidi, because they are also related to us, connected to us. It's just that this separation of the body and the soul, because they have moved on to the next world, doesn't mean we don't have any responsibility towards them.
Mm.
We should make dua of maghfirat for them, dua of mercy for them. And this is the Islamic teachings, that we shouldn't abandon our relatives once they pass away and they go to the qabr.
Mm.
Alhamdulillah, we are celebrating our Eid. What if we extend this greeting and go to their qabr and extend this greeting of Eid, and at the same time give them the gift of beautiful gift of Isa alayhi salam.
Subhanallah.
So yes, in this way we are doing our deal, alhamdulillah. And now that gave you subhanallah, how can we now neglect our callers? Alhamdulillah, they have sent us their calls, their greetings, their well wishes. Inshallah, so we should accommodate them as well, mashallah. And let's inshallah azza wa jalla now go and listen to some of the calls that our brothers
Alhamdulillah, Mulana, very wonderful program. My question is, how should two Muslims greet each other according to Sunnah?
SubhanAllah, MashaAllah, MashaAllah. The two Muslims, how should they greet each other according to the Sunnah? Alhamdulillah. It is Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh when they are greeting. And when somebody replies, in return, you should say, Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sayyidi, if you want, inshallah, you want to add to the answer.
SubhanAllah, yes. Muslims, when we greet, firstly, we use the greeting of salam.
Yes.
Secondly, the sunnah way of greeting as well is that we use both our hands when we are shaking hands with the person. So each person should use both the hands. In the book of Bukhari Shariat as well, the details of this is also mentioned, but both the hands is proven from the sunnah. of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whilst we are also shaking hands, there is another beautiful sunnah we can act upon, and that is smiling at the Muslim brother. So when we are greeting them, we can look towards them, smile, and smiling is a contagious thing, mashallah. And you give it, you receive it. So you give a smile, and inshallah, that will soften the heart of the next person as well. They will smile. Before separating, a beautiful practice is to recite salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one who does this, when both people do this, there is glad tidings, there is bashara for the forgiveness of their minor sins. So, whilst we do shake hands, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, smiling, the next person says, wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We both recite, sallallahu ala Muhammad, oh, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We can then ask regarding their well-being, etc. For more thawab, inshallah, when we genuinely care for the Muslim brother. But these are some of the summarized sunan of making salam.
So, also, some may greet in this sunnah, if I may. Like this year, they would greet. And, you know, this would be, you know, incorrect, because one has to actually
the full hand,
the full hand.
Yes, when we shake hands, we should shake hands completely, such that the area between our thumbs and our palm or the index finger, that should touch with each other. It shouldn't just be the touching of the hand, rather it's the full shaking of the hand. There's a mahabba in shaking hands in this way, in smiling at each other, in making the full salam, in reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when you are reciting salawat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how beautiful is this? That you are reciting salawat, and when someone hears you recite salawat, you become the means of neki ki da'wah, the means of an invitation towards righteousness, that when you recite salawat, naturally the next person also wants to recite salawat, so they recite salawat. So there are various ways of being able to earn thawab, like these that we mentioned, whilst we are greeting the next person.
I remember one example, Sayyidi, you mentioned when we meet and greet with one another, let's say, meet with a smile. When you're making salam, meet with a smile.
Right.
And Nigrani Shura, Hafizullah, he has mentioned a very beautiful point, and he says, when you go to the marketplace, right? Let's say you go to a grocery shop and you want to buy some fruits, and nobody likes to buy raw fruits that are not ripe yet. For example, he said, okay, if you want to buy this fruit, what you're going to do? One sign is that there are different signs of ripeness in fruit. And sometimes you smell the fruit. If it smells sweet, that means the fruit is ripe.
Subhanallah.
Right. So similarly, when people meet us, they don't want to meet a sour person. Right. The fruit, if it's not ripe, it won't smell sweet. Right. So nobody likes sour people, you know. We don't like to meet with people who always have a frowny face. You know, when you meet them. So we should also have a pleasant personality when we're meeting someone, meet with a smile, subhanAllah, so we are at the same time well presented, and there's a certain sense of warmth when we are meeting.
Alhamdulillah.
That shows that we are delighted to meet you.
Yes.
It doesn't show, oh, okay, oh, I don't know where it came from.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Right. There must be a certain sense of delight on your face that, you know, you meeting your Muslim brother, subhanAllah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that your smile to another Muslim brother is charity.
Subhanallah.
It's a good deed. Charity in the sense of meaning it's a good deed, it's a virtue, it's neki, subhanallah. And this we should share widely, alhamdulillah. MashaAllah, let's inshallah azawajal now get to our next caller. Let's see inshallah what he has to say. Sallu al Habib,
sallallahu
ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Mulana, can you please inform me of some benefits regarding smiling?
Subhanallah, subhanallah, mashallah.
Mashallah.
Yes, smiling has a lot of benefits.
Absolutely.
It brings people together. It creates that sense of warmth, subhanallah. And smiling, mashallah, there was a sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who would always go home and smile.
Right.
Subhanallah.
So his relative, they said to him, wow, you smile so much for no reason. People would think that something is wrong with you. He said, no, actually, I have seen my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiling, and therefore I smiled.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. So he wasn't bothered about anyone, whether who's going to think what of him, but rather he was following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the smile of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was such that Allah says, جس کی تسکی سے روتے ہوئے ہنس پڑے اس تبسم کی عادت پلا کو سلام. سبحان اللہ, that was the smile of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this sahabi Rasul, he was basically trying to imitate that beautiful smile of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So these are some of the benefits of smiling. Subhanallah, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would smile, even those who were crying, they would begin to smile.
Wow.
Subhanallah. So that is the power of a powerful smile. Subhanallah. And the smile of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the best of all.
Subhanallah.
Inshallah, as we listen to our next caller, sallallahu alaihi habib
sallallahu
alaihi wasallam.
Hope you're keeping well. Maulana, I have one question for you. What is the difference between smiling and laughing, and which one is better for us to adopt?
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. So as you can see, our guests, mashallah, they are already smiling. They are smiling. Nobody's laughing here. But laughing is not encouraged. Smiling is sunnah. Laughing is an action of shaitan. Yes. Smiling is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Smiling actually is giving a sense of a joy while not making a sound. Laughing uncontrollably, where loud sound is emanated from the vocal cords. So that is laughing. Qahqah. That is from shaitan. But smiling is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he would always smile. And you will see Amir Sunnah Dawud Barakatul Aliyah, an ardent lover of the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will see him often smiling. Madani Muzakara, if you have watched, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yes, subhanAllah. Then there's the blessed hadith as well with regards to qahqaha being from shaitan. Qahqaha min shaitan. But tabassum min Allah Ta'ala. That smiling is from Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah Ta'ala loves smiling. The other beautiful thing as well is that when you smile, good Muslims, people who have learned the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they give you a dua. Ulama, they give you a dua. And that dua you don't get from people when you laugh out loud. The dua that they give you when you smile is أضحك الله سنك.
May
Allah keep you smiling. And therefore, they see you in joy and they make dua that that joy always continues. Whereas when you laugh out loud, you make this ha ha sound, whilst laughing, a loud sound emanates. Now shaitan becomes happy. And then who is going to give you such beautiful du'as that may Allah keep you smiling? Rather, smile so that you can receive these du'as, but while smiling. If you just smile, it's good. But if you smile with the intention of acting upon the way the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even that smile becomes a means of reward.
Subhanallah, mashallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you both smiling, and Ameen. Our listeners out there, you are smiling. Ameen, bijahi nabiyil ameen. This is the true Islamic value in the teaching with regards to meeting and greeting. And you have, mashallah, listened to both our guests and their input in this regard as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to learn a thing or two from this session that we've had. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to always keep our brotherly connections alive by meeting and greeting our friends, neighbors, family, and loved ones. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Inshallah, now we'd like to close our today's session with the official greeting of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu alaihi wa sallam.
A season of light, a time so bright, hearts are filled with joy and delight. Grateful we stand with hands raised high, blessings of Allah fill the sky. Festive season.